Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021.
Hi, thank you. This is Dub Knight. Thank you for listening on Twitter or for whoever is listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening. I wanted to let you know again, Dub Knight is the artist, and I'm here for you as a artist, which is singer, songwriter, a graphic artist, video director, video artist. I'm here for you. I put new videos out to show you my gratitude, show my artistry, having fun. You heard the intro, and you heard the videos. You know, I created that intro for you. Fun, singing, rapping, having fun. But most importantly, the Dub Knight Matter Part 2 is out for you to enjoy. It is there for you. It's been out since March 3rd, and it's there. It's like encompass all my pop and rock songs through the years, including the new one, I Want You. I pretty much written every one of them, sang one of them. I Want You is, you know, very much for what it is, and it was enjoyable to do.
I wonder about my love.
Forever and through time. And it's there, you know, it's there on the Love My Matter part 2, because I've been doing a lot of songs over the years, and I just, you know, had to put them together, you know. I hope you like these songs, because these songs are for you. You also can get pretty much most of them on singles or other albums that were released. And probably in the next podcast, I will tell you more about the Love My Matter part 2. There may be another video related to us, to the Duff My Matter for 2, but I'll let you know. It's going to be fun, just like it was put on Twitter for you to see, or Facebook. You know, songs are there for you to enjoy. They really are. You can listen to all of them. I really want to be with you. And it's on the Duff Night Matter part 2 and the song about love overcoming love. iTunes, Deezer, Spotify is there for you. You can listen to it for free. It's there. Because I am Duff Nye, a professional singer-songwriter. And again, thank you for listening to the podcast. What I meant about love is with I'm Over You is it's about a breakup. You know, but healing thyself. I had to heal myself from a breakup, but it could be a breakup of anything, you know, breakup of friendship, breakup of business relationship, breakup of romance, whatever, but it's about that life goes on. But that was the misfortune I had, because truly love is, comes from within, and in order to be in love with someone, it has to be genuinely honest and, you know, the right fit. Where each person feels good about the other, you know, because love is not abuse. Love is not, doesn't hurt. Love is accepting and genuine. Yesterday I watched a Tina Turner documentary and I realized the importance of what she went through with her, with the abuse that she had went through, and I'm happy that she finally found love with another person. Eric Bark, whoever his name is, I wish them all the best, because Tina is genuinely a talented artist, but also a genuine person. So I hope she finally has peace. And that's an illustration of what abuse can do, because abuse is not love. And that's an example when she left Ike, because she had to move on and find herself. That's an example that she was over Ike and moved on to the best. And that's what I'm Over You is about, you know, leaving a relationship that was painful or and finding solace and love with someone else. But most importantly, before we can find love with someone else, we have to love ourselves. And I think that's what Tina is. Tina loved herself enough to find love with someone else. And good for her. Because she is truly inspirational. and Tina Turner is a hero. But nevertheless, my songs, I'm Over You, it's just about that. It's just finding love with someone else who would treat me right, who won't steal from me, hurt me, put me down, step on me. You know, that's not a relationship. And, you know, love is healthy. You know, and that's what I'm Over You is about, leaving something that is not healthy and is not love and finding love somewhere else. And I Really Want to Be With You has been out. It's just finding love and wanting to fall for someone. It really is. That's what it is. So it's truly about honesty. And that's why I write a lot of songs in relation to love, because love is the most powerful instrument on this planet, and it's so important to the embodiment of society as well as within ourselves, I believe, in my opinion. And it's so important. That's why I wrote the songs on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. And yes, it's available on Deezer, iTunes, Spotify. It is all there for you. It surely is.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
And that was I Really Want to get to know you. And I truly do. But that song is just all about love. And I hope you listen to my album, or at least give it a chance to hear, because it combines rock, hard rock, dance, rock, pop, and it mixes up with love, and then it mixes up with the adversity. You can hear it in Outkast, the rock songs, Unique, and Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Some people say, oh, they like my pop songs, but they don't like my rock. Just give it a chance, you know, because I'm a variety of artists. I'm like David Bowie or somebody who likes to mix it up. But I am a pop singer. But I love rock because rock was my roots. It's just a mixture. And I hope to continue with talking about this album, future podcast. And again, thank you very much for listening, or whoever listening. And remember, like I always said so many times before, and it's the truth, may all your wishes or dreams, whatever you wish for, come true, because we all deserve to be happy no matter where you are on this planet. If it's a wish to just have a good night's sleep or peace, because peace is surely the most important thing, second to love, may it all come true. May God bless you all, no matter where you are, because no matter who we are, no matter what our color of skin, no matter what our religion or sexual orientation, we are all God's children, in my opinion. Because I truly believe that we're born equal. It doesn't matter what anyone says. Because ignorance does not deter reality in that department. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.